Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Hey guys, I have an idea. It just came to me.
Okay. All right.
It's just I was wondering if we should go and have fun out there.
Yeah, let's just, you know what? Let's just have fun out there.
Cool.
That's a good idea.
Let's also give it all we got while we're there.
That's such a good point.
That's such a good point.
And actually, Brett, that is where the episode starts. But Scott, you can start playing now.
Yes, and actually, you should include that, Brett. But here is Scott to officially welcome you to the episode so that you know, yes, this is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. And the one where they're just having fun out there and honestly giving it their all and doing both of those things is Scott Passarella, King of Pianists. Pianist of Kings. I love that. Whatever song that was, Scott, pause. I could listen to that all day. That's some Vanessa Carlton shit that is like lighting up. That's some Disneyland. Brett, your turn
is
coming. Well,
don't have him burn it all now. Give it up for Brett on the fret. That feeling when the chord hits. Take it to the chorus.
Brett Morris. Man of many hats, but none today.
none hats today. Okay, you all. We are so happy to have this guest.
You never hear a y'all really broken apart into its parts.
You all who are listening, who I deeply love, I do want you to know that we're so excited to have back a fantastic guest. The guest from one of my personal all-time favorite episodes.
Same.
You know her from one of my all-time favorite comedies, AP Bio.
Same.
And please make sure you know her from Showtime's Work in Progress. It's Mary Sohn!
Wow, I'm laughing already. That's a great sign, I think.
Oh my gosh, you all, in this Zoom space, listen. I need to tell you that I did get a text that came in just like as we were throwing to Brett from my husband that just said AP Bio got renewed.
Yeah, for all of you listening, we heard it here, but if you get your news from podcasts, please know that AP Bio was renewed for a 4th season
on Peacock. I'm so excited about it.
Which is so great.
I love that show.
Good, it's got to keep going. Wow.
Mary is so great on it, and so is Zach, the 4th star of AP Bio.
Yeah,
remember that like joke that I used to do?
Yeah, it's very good. It's sort of less of, I mean, I think the audience is like, where did that character come from one episode in season one? We turn in every week.
It's from a place of true love that it is such a good role for you and you're so funny, but it is a weird joke where I'm always talking about how much I love AP Bio and we have like people who are regulars on AP Bio on the show and then I'm like, it's Zach too.
And me, the star of that show.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a weird joke, but Mary.
It doesn't bother me.
You're on that show in a real way and in a real way.
Listen, so is Zach. I know that I'm waiting for him to come back.
Well, okay. When the show moves to California in its setting, then that will be much easier for the writer's room to pull off. My character famously kind of Skyped in to the whole thing. But as Jess said, you're in, let's say, all the episodes? Is that fair to say?
It is. Wow. And that was brave of you to say.
Thank you.
But
thank
it
you.
Is also factual. Well, it's also cool, too, because I am such a fan of Off Book, and I'm a longtime improviser, but to this day, I'll be like, how the hell are they doing this? They are so dang good. So the mutual fandom is flowing from all sides.
This is exactly the kind of sweetness that I live and thrive in.
This is a weird question. I apologize. Did we meet on this pod, Mary, or did we meet before then?
I feel like I met you before Jess, so I'm wondering if that's...
Yes, we might have... Yeah.
But I don't feel like we met at the pod either, Mary. I feel like I had just met you, like, maybe in some sort of drop-in show. Like, you were so recently moved from Chicago, in my mind, or maybe not. When did you move from Chicago?
Maybe like 7 years ago.
Never mind, hard on.
But also, like, I've listened to you on Doughboy. You're one of those people who, like... I have not spent a ton of time with you, but whenever I'm with you, I'm like, I know Mary very well, and we're very close personal friends.
I feel actually the same way. It's so funny, too, because I went to go see a Baby Wants Candy show, and that particular night, Zach, I don't think you were there, but Jess single-handedly brought down the damn house.
Feels
and I was
right.
Just like,
feels right.
I feel as though I know this woman. And also, Jess, I don't think you were there, but I saw Zach in a party setting, and just to have someone else be like, oh, it feels sometimes kind of awkward and I just feel weird. I just am like, wow, a brother of the heart. And I'm just like, wow, I think that's what also makes us feel closer because yes. We're both a couple weirdos.
We're weirdos who went through a very big party that had some, forgive me, famous people at it, which always makes the party a little bit more nervous. But it was a good party.
The move there is to fully pretend like they're ghosts. Not like they're not there, like they're ghosts. So then just channel the fear that you're feeling. Yeah. I don't mean like... You know how they say hey, act like you've been here before?
Yeah,
that's
like
the
that's the advice about celebrities and just like hoity-toity situations in general. It's like, hey, just act like you've been here before.
Act like you belong.
Yeah. Just like nothing really is too surprising about this to you. And so I would go one step further from that. Act like those people that you are intimidated to talk to are ghosts.
And then take it one step further.
Okay.
And then act like those people that are famous are actually your close enemies.
Yes. And it's up to you to find out why they're still roaming in this mortal coil and solve their one wish.
To solve their one wish, to send them home, this enemy who has perished but is still lingering on this mortal plane.
And exists towards you in a frenemy space where sometimes you're like, wait, maybe we don't have beef.
Spoiler.
Guys, that's my advice for being around celebrities.
Get that e-meter out and solve the mystery.
Yeah. If you had an e-meter and we knew they worked, right?
Okay.
I'm going to make a couple of blanket rules about the pretend reality that we're bringing up here. One, there are e-meters and they work. The reason they work is because two, the dead and spirits are among us.
Sure.
Would you use it? Because my thought is no, because ghosts are clearly everywhere. Because throughout time, if ghosts are like hanging around, there's dead, we are chock-a-block, wall-to-wall, dead people, spiritual energy everywhere you go.
And this is how I know that you have not gone on that many cross-country road trips, because there's like so much space. You know, so like you're imagining...
We're in LA, Jessica. Like people died in this city all the time.
That's true, but I feel like ghosts, can they go anywhere? We don't know. And if they could, they
ghost
could
road
spread
trip,
up.
Where are they going? Okay, Scott, you can start playing now. We cut to ghost road trip.
Truly, we already discussed like 9 complete plots. That's my favorite opening. Where we're like, you know, actually this and actually this. But yes, ghost road trip.
We didn't bring food because we don't need food. But we did bring friendship and good attitudes.
And we didn't bring cause we don't need to drink, but we did bring endless thoughts that we can think. But the best part of a ghost road trip is that you don't have to take pit stops. The best part of a ghost road trip
is that you don't have to take pit stops.
I've got
We didn't eat food, that's true, but we do bring it anyway, because Snyder's pretzels are so good. But the best part of a ghost road trip is you don't have to take pit stops.
Ghost road trip.
I'm talking about a
excitement, excitement in the air. Oh, that's just me feeling the wind through my ghost hair. There's a little tingle, a tingle where my lips used to be, that lets me know that we're about to have an adventure fancy free.
We're driving a Hyundai, but it's spelled D-I-E, because we're dead.
We're driving a Hyundai, but we had a fun day.
I'm just a fun guy in a Hyundai with my friends.
The best part of a ghost road trip. The best part ghost road trip. The best part of a ghost road trip. The best part of a ghost trip is it never stops. Guys, you want to play our favorite game?
Ghost Ride the Whip?
Oh, I was going to say, is the song that plays on the oldie station so recent but old to this time period, but it's after we were even dead?
Yes.
But it's considered an
game.
Oldie?
No, here it goes.
I saw the sign and it opened up my
hell yeah, Ace of Base. Yes, Ace of Base from Ace of Base is the sign.
This one came out after I died.
Oh, yeah. After you died.
Yeah.
When did you die again?
I died in 1985.
That's right. Clarice died in 1985.
Yeah.
It came out shortly after you died, right? That's a 90s thing.
Yeah. I guess what is short, what is long, when time is infinite and we're at the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick, I forget. When did you die?
I died in 2015.
Oh. Margo, you died. When did you die?
I died in 2002, right at the height of my favorite music.
Oh, shoot. That's tough.
Can I just say,
you know what? I knew it was around then, because in my head, for some reason, I always thought you had a Y2K death. Like, you were the only Y2K.
The one person that died from Y2K, Margo.
Right. But I don't know why I invented that. That's, you know, sometimes memory is weird that way.
But you know what?
Yeah,
now
Patrick?
That I think about it. Yeah, Clarice. Yeah, Margo. When I think about it, the three of us are all in the sort of grand scheme of things. We're like fairly recent ghost ages.
Yes.
Yeah, like, for sure.
And I was sort of hoping that as part of this road trip, maybe we would run into some ghosts from other generations.
Older ghosts.
I'm talking Shakespeare ghosts. I'm talking druids. I'm talking St. Patrick's Day druids out of Ireland ghosts.
Well, that's a great wish. And it's also weird because though I've been dead the longest and was born earliest, I died at the youngest age. So I have like a very confusing relationship with you.
Remind me, how old were you when you died?
Yeah, I was 17 and a half.
Never got to vote.
So close. I was 18 and a half and I could have voted and I did. But it was an off election year.
Oh, and there wasn't anything local?
There wasn't any. There were no local elections on that particular year.
This is wild. I was 17 and a half, but I just didn't like either candidate. Is that okay to say?
Yes, because if you were 17 and a half, it doesn't matter. You couldn't have voted.
You couldn't have voted in 2002.
Right.
Well, I guess are you talking about like a congressional candidate that you didn't like?
Well, you know me. I'm a Congress head.
This is 2002 we're talking about.
Yeah, so there was no presidential election, but she could have been voting for her local congressperson.
It's so important to vote, but I only realize that now in retrospect.
Yeah, sure. It's hard to know when you're half ages past your late teens.
You know, it was important to me at the time. I was like, I gotta get me a steel string guitar. That's all I thought about all day and night. I got me this normal guitar. It's got all these nylon strings. They're so easy, easy on my finger pads. I wanted to take those strings and throw them in the river, because ooh, those nylon strings made me so sad. Because a real guitar is a steel string guitar. A real guitar is a steel string guitar. Establishes you as a legitimate musician, no matter where you are. A real guitar is a steel string guitar.
That's so crazy, Patrick. Do you know what I cared about when I was 17 and a half?
What was the thing that you cared about so very, very much when you were 17 and a half?
Back when I was a teen, back in 1985, there was one little thing that I wanted to make me feel alive. Oh, I wanted it after my aunt went on a business trip.
Okay.
But she didn't bring it back and I felt like shit. I wanted a tiny figurine of a sitar.
You wanted a tiny figurine of a sitar.
Sergeant Pepper's by far.
Well, you just wanted a tiny figurine of a sitar.
That is so weird.
Oh, well, yeah, Marco?
It's just so crazy because you're saying a guitar and a sitar, but what I really wanted...
What did you really, really want, Margo?
...was a pair of Timbs. Every kid up in my class had something very cool. Not me, though. I'd always wear something very fucked up at school. I would wear these naturalizers and everyone would call me Granny. But the truth is, I felt like an ass slash fanny.
You wanted a pair of Timbs, just some good pair of Timbs. It was a true want, it wasn't a whim. Steel green guitar and not a figurine of a sitar. Just, ooh, a pair of Timbs. Ooh, I wish I was alive so I could get these things again.
Ooh, I wonder if the fact that I don't have this is why I cannot find rest.
Ooh, did we just unlock something? Did we just find the truth?
Is it possible that it's something bigger than that? Or is it just what we needed? All I want was a steel string guitar.
And all I want was a figurine of a sitar.
And I just had one simple wish, and that was a pair of Timbs.
Are Tim's exactly?
Timberland boots?
Timberland boots.
The shoe.
Sure.
I mean, I just, gosh, I got, you would think that in the afterlife you wouldn't feel like such a bonehead all the time. Mm. But here I am. You wanted a cool steel string guitar.
For and
you
big, wanted, strong fingers.
Exactly. And you wanted to connect with your aunt and get a figurine of a sitar.
Yeah.
I just feel like such a bonehead.
No, Margo. I mean, it was a big trend. It was here. It left. It came back. Yeah, it left. It came back again.
Objectively, Clarice's is the weirdest one by a country mile. Not to want an actual, to be a fan of Sergeant Pepper, but not want an actual sitar.
Well,
just a figurine. But who? Maybe you just knew enough about yourself to know you're not going to learn that instrument, and I don't have the space.
Honestly, it's because I was an oboe player, and I was like, I don't have any acumen for the strings, but I do love the sound of a sitar.
Question.
Yes.
Oboe player, do you have to deal with the mouth thing? What's that called? Aperture?
Not
mouth
as much.
Sure.
Embouchure?
Embouchure.
Yeah,
it is.
A little bit, but not as much as brass, as the as that old brass ass. You know, because I got that reed speed, you know.
You didn't have to deal with that brass bass. You got that reed speed.
I still, you know, the mouth shape is important, but it's not as important as think of what a trombone player is doing. They just got that slippity slide. Come on, get out of here.
I'll tell you what I think of what a trombone player is doing is making a damn fool of themselves.
True. And honestly, I bet you had the mouth strength that everyone was looking for in high school.
Yes.
That's really so sweet, you guys. That's really kind.
Speaking of brass sass and reed speed,
mm-hmm.
Can we pull off real quick? Because look at this place.
Yeah. I mean, just because we don't need pit stops doesn't mean we don't take them for fun, leisure, and
profit.
Yeah.
Wait, I guess it's mostly fun and leisure.
I was going to say enrichment, but that can be thought of as profit. Okay, and signaling, even though no one can see our ghost hunt.
And
die.
Because the car moves through the truck. Yeah.
I appreciate the safety. Guys, I don't know, though. Should we stop? It looks a little spooky.
Oh, it does look kind of spooky, Patrick.
It looks a little spooky, but hey. I thought being a ghost would mean that I got spooked less. It's the opposite. Now,
right?
Knowing that goose exists, it makes me so nervous about what oos exists. Does that make sense?
Of course.
Can I tell you the scariest story I heard?
Yeah, but do it as we're walking up to this scary thing.
Okay. Follow me on a country winding road. Tell you the scariest tale I have ever known. Picture a tiny boy in an open field, realizing the things in the world that are real. When the world is not the world you thought you knew, get a little bit smooth. Oh, when the world is not the world you knew, you get a little bit spooked.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah?
I feel like that was less of a scary story and more of you just kind of opening up about how you felt when you realized that you were a ghost
no.
That your whole world was different.
See, the boys hit the tail had just begun.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
He walked out to the fields under the midday sun. And as the moon set in, his perception of the world changed. And he realized the potential for the strange. When the world is not the world you thought you knew, you get a little bit smooth. Oh, when the world is not the world you knew, you got a little bit spooked.
Okay, Patrick, I really hate to do this again, but that sounded like the boy just went out into a field in what he thought was the midday sun, but when the moon came up too quickly, maybe he was like dealing with time, daylight savings or something. And
what are
he
you
was
saying?
He went out in the noonday sun, but then the moon started to rise, and he was like, "Oh, I guess that the strange could exist." And he was in the mood for change. And I
think the
if
moon
just
came
that-
up at a normal time. I think he was just thinking about that as the sort of normal flow of time. Sorry,
wasn't a moonday sun.
So it was
noonday sun.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So how did he get from noon to a moonrise so quickly? You saying the moon was out at noon?
That was just sort of narrative license. I think he said he stayed in the field from moon to noon. The point is that his perception of the world was open wide. There were shadows where there were no shadows previously, in which to hide. And as he stared at the sky, he knew before the sky was new and strange. The world was the same, but his perception of what was possible in the world changed.
And so had the clock.
A little bit spooked. When the world's not the world you thought you knew, you get a little bit spooked. I do see what you're saying, though.
Okay, good. good because I really didn't want to say it a third time.
It's less of a tale with actual spooky details and more of a person who's like, my worldview has evolved.
Which is totally scary and can sort of...
Scary in a different way. A big way. An internal way.
It's scary in a different way.
A big way.
In a different way.
But this place is scary in a real normal scary way. It's an abandoned zoo, which is a little bit spooky.
Oh, hello there. Welcome to the abandoned zoo.
Whoa, an Irish man, I think.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry, that's a wild thing to say to someone you've met for the first... I need to fucking check myself right there.
Thank you, Patrick.
I'm Patrick. And I guess...
Oh, that's wild. My name is Padraic, and I'm...
Padraic?
Yeah, no, I'm an Irish druid, and I've been dead for thousands of years.
Whoa, 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 wait, 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 wait. Guys, this is wild. Irish druid? Where are we? I haven't checked our map in forever.
I think we're in Quebec.
Okay. So, not in Ireland. Question. Were you driven out of Ireland by St. Patrick?
Me? Oh, no, I'm not a snake. No, just in my thousands of years, I've caught several sort of wind swells and, actually, I did spend a good amount of time on a steamer. And then, when I thought the time was right to try something different, I thought, why don't you, Padraic, settle down and say hello to other ghosts as you are the patron of this old zoo.
But you are a druid.
Yeah.
But you're a druid from the era of spending some time on a steamer.
No. I've been... dead for that. I did it as a ghost.
Spent some time on a steamer as a ghost. Okay.
Yeah, no. Okay. Don't you know that ships are just super haunted? I mean, ships are... Have you all never been on a ship? Have you not spent any of your ghostly times and travels on a ship? Because in my experience...
Margo did, right? We spent most of our time cartridge. Did you spend some ship time?
It was like a cruise ship, though, so does that count?
Yeah, I think it counts. I mean, it counts. Did you find... Were there many ghosts when you were on a cruise?
Oh, almost all ghosts. Or almost ghosts.
You see what I'm saying? There ships are full of ghosts. Full of ghosts. And
quick follow up though. I just want to make sure I'm Padraic.
Padraic.
Padraic. Yeah. People always say that people back in those times only ate brown soup, and I just can't imagine that's true. can you just like let us know?
Did you only eat brown like 24/7 brown soup wall to wall?
Well, I hate to be the one to confirm a rumor because of the precedent that it sets.
No
but,
way.
You know, it was thousands of years ago, and they're just...
What goes into a brown soup, by the way?
Well, that's actually one of the best things about brown soup. When it's time to eat, when your time has come because you need something to... quell the hunger down in your bowels. Well, anything can go into a soup. Yes, anything can go into a soup as long as it thins up brown. Oh, a brown soup, the only thing we ate. Oh, a brown soup, the only thing we ate.
Sounds great.
A brown soup, a brown soup, the only thing we ate. Yes, you're right, brown soup was great. You could put in carrots, or what we call carrots now. They were only turnips then, and parsnips also how.
Wow.
And maybe some potatoes, or what you call potatoes now. Back then they were dud spuds. Dudspots.
That checks out in a brown soup.
A brown soup, the only thing we ate.
A brown soup.
A brown soup, a simple common fate. Oh, in a brown soup, the only thing we ate. You could have a big nutmeg pod and give it a grate into your brown soup. Actually, no, that's how I died. That's how I died.
How? From brown soup.
I put something into the brown soup. that had never once been in a brown soup.
I
was the
guess?
First person to put in a brown soup.
Yeah, yeah, can we all take a guess?
Yeah, please all take
one
a guess.
Guess each,
one guess each.
Go.
Yes, reverse genie rules.
Patrick, what do you think?
Did you put a poisonous snake into a brown soup?
No, but that's not far off.
I'm gonna take it another direction. Did you perhaps put a rock into the brown soup?
Really good, but actually we rocks were fine and we were used to digesting them long as they were small.
Like
but
a
good
goose,
guess.
Like a goose does.
Like a goose does. Okay, I think, was it a mushroom that you foraged and you minced it up like porridge?
Oh, good guess, Clarice.
Honestly, really good guesses, all you tree. But the thing that ultimately brought an end to me. Oh, I hate to say this, this is such sad talk. The thing that I put in the brown soup was hemlock.
In a brown soup, a brown soup.
How I died at a died.
Poisonous, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. But how are you supposed to know that?
Well, that's how we have to discover everything, isn't it? You know, you're lucky because by the time that you came around, we had eaten almost everything that we thought was poisonous. The first man who had to eat a tomato, whoa. I often think, oh, the first person who ate a tomato, what a thing to owe to that man who ate the first tomato.
That's fair, because you look at that, and I think by like poisonous fish rules, that tomato is giving off do not eat me signals.
And now here's another crazy thing. It wasn't until I was a ghost and was a ghost for thousands of years that I ever saw a fish that wasn't gray.
Oh. Yeah, fish are colorful.
I mean, but you don't
you
know that.
You go to Catalina Island, you see a Garibaldi, that's an orange-ass fish.
You don't know that when you're just a ancient Irish Celtic druid. So
oh, sure.
You only see sort of gray fish. Maybe the insides are red, but you're not thinking, oh my goodness, you know, one day I could see a fish that has brilliant bright colors. That's just not anything you'd imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, here's this zoo I have.
Yeah.
Why am
I still here?
Well, did you bought a zoo? I guess is the question.
Did you bought a zoo?
You know, I didn't bought a zoo, but I did get a screener for it. My reason for not finding rest yet is that I just kind of don't want to, you know,
because
I kind of just, I'm liking the vibe of bopping around on ships. And
it's like there's so much to see and we don't know what's next, but we know there's this, so like ride it out, right, my ma'am? That's how I feel.
I don't know. I've watched thousands of years of friends that I've made, ghost friends that I've made, just sort of make the decision of like, well, this endless wandering is not anything. So they choose to rest. And really, even if they had a quest, it was like, you know, they sort of lose track of it after thousands of years, just like I have. I don't remember what I wanted back thousands of years ago.
I remember, and I'll never forget. It's a steel string guitar.
Right.
And I remember, too, a figurine of a sitar.
Again, a figurine that just
it's right
it just catches
the more
me.
The more I think about it, I'm like, really? But okay,
you can have the full size. Okay,
but you want the little. Okay,
but I actually really relate. Like, my heart's desire, I wanted those Tims because I wanted to fit in, but the truth is I've never felt more fitted in. Mm-hmm. Like a fitted sheet.
Yeah.
In the time that I am now, I actually have two friends that I adore. I've never had that.
Yes. Oh my God, I don't want to like put this in your face, Padraig, but the three of us are dear friends who share a soul connection
that we're such good friends.
And we do not want that sort of like connection and intimacy to be anything that we are throwing in your face. And you know, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that, because here I am feeling like, oh, who's the silly Padraig with his hat in his hand?
No. Here's the thing about cars, baby. Let me tell you. Sometimes they got three wheels, and that's okay. Those are like weird motorcycles for 50-year-old men who're trying to find their way. Sometimes they got two wheels. And that's okay too. But four wheels isn't too many wheels. So if you wanna come along, there's a place for you.
Sometimes a car has two wiper blades.
That's right.
But those two wiper blades also have wiper blades in the back also. And so when you count those wiper blades, one, two, what do we do? We're gonna add them up. There are four wiper blades, so we got room for you.
Sometimes a car will have four seats that come standard.
Uh-huh.
But then you put a box on the back seat and act like you can't ever move it. What's in the box? Literally nothing, but it just remains in the car. But what we're trying to say to you is that we'll move that motherfucking box.
We're saying you ain't no third wheel, you're a fourth wheel, and we want more wheels. You ain't no third wheel, you're a fourth wheel, and we want more wheels.
We want more.
You ain't no third wheel, you're a fourth wheel, and we want more meals.
Just like we want fourth meal, you're a fourth wheel. Oh, guys, stop, stop. We have to go. We have to go to Taco Bell. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to move past this.
Oh, you're trying to think outside the bun.
I'm trying to get some fourth meal now. I do need to think outside the bun.
Okay.
And there is one right next to here. So if we could go there, that is sort of what I would like to do. Podrick, would you like to come? Nope, no pressure. Zero pressure.
Will Podrick go with them? How do ghosts even ingest when they think outside the bun? Will they find their rest and finish this quest? Find out. We return to the second half of
Soul Trip, the musical.
Sorry, Pixar. Sorry, Pixar. Oh. You're not the only release right now that has soul in the title.
Also,
okay,
we are.
So sorry.
It's sorry, Pixar. It's like Road Trip, but for souls. It's called Soul Trip.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to licensed therapists to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or maybe you're struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help, and there's no need to wait months to get a therapist. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counselors for free if needed. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers, and individual plans are also available. Just download the app or visit teladoc.com/stitcher today to get started. That's TELADOC audiblemusic.com/Stitcher.
Welcome back. When we last left our ghostly trio, they were seeing if they were going to be adding one to that wee, so they invited Podrick to join. Will he join as they go to get a fourth meal? Find out as we return to the second half of Sorry Pixar, We Can Do It Too, Soul Trip, the musical.
No pressure. No pressure.
It's just, I honestly, because I died in a food-related incident, I've never really gone back around food.
Right, but don't worry. Taco Bell has never made anyone sick. So I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Never made anyone sick. Also, I don't know that you can have gastrointestinal distress anymore.
Also, none of their food looks like brown soup if you pull back the tortilla. Hey, this time I just want to try something, Hannah. Okay, so just like, will you back me up?
Of course.
Okay, I just want to try something.
Okay, do your thing, girl.
Hell yeah! Fourth meal, Taco Bell.
Okay,
Patrick's gonna get his chalupa.
Okay, that door just opened and closed by itself, which was weird.
Oh,
okay,
no. This is a Taco Bell that only has real people in it, and there's no ghosts working in it, so I'll just help myself to some of these Doritos Locos taco shells in the back.
Okay, Hannah, I guess, like, pretend for a second that you're... Oh, wait, here's a physical customer, not a door opening. Oh, good, a businessman.
I don't have a lot of time to... Oh, hold on. My calls!
Hey.
Oh, hello.
Hi, welcome to Taco Bell. Think outside the bun. Can we talk for a second?
Yeah. Yes.
How are you?
Oh my god. A little stressed. Sorry. Yeah. Do you actually want to know, or is that just like the opening salvo?
Nope. My name is Hannah.
Hello, Hannah.
This is the first job I've ever had. I got it in the summer between sophomore and junior year to pay for my car.
Really?
And then I liked it. Thank you so much. I liked it so much that I keep a couple shifts even though the school year's back.
Be modest. You're a trainer here now.
Oh my god. This is my friend Hannah. We're two Hannahs.
Two Hannahs?
Yeah, it's funny because like our name is a palindrome, and then we thought, oh, could it be a double palindrome? It can't.
Well, it kind of you. It kind of you put them back to back.
Or if you made a circle of letters of Hannah.
Hannah is a palindrome.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, totally. I'm a trainer now, and it's been like really satisfying. But I just like I wanted to just see how you were.
Can I just say, I come to Taco Bell for the quick Mexican-ish food. Uh-huh. But what I have received today is so much more valuable than that.
Yeah, it's just something I'm trying.
I came for chalupas, got so much more. When I walked in this quick service store, I thought I would leave with a Diet Coke and a shrug. Instead, I got the emotional equivalent of a hug.
Oh, emotional connection. It's something I'm trying. Ooh, emotional connection. It's something new that I'm trying out.
I'm going to take the lessons that I have learned here from you today and apply them to my business in a fundamental way. Emotional connection.
It's something I'm trying.
Nice to meet you, Hannah. And Hannah, bye.
Oh my gosh, I feel like that went really well.
I think so too. And he was from England, I think. And honestly, that is so impressive because they are really hard to connect with.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. And I feel like there's a generational difference between him and
for
I.
Sure, for
there's,
sure.
There's a status difference, you know, and I feel like we could break through that just by saying like, hey, like, how are you? You know, just like, hey, how are you?
This is so wild because like, as you know, I'm struggling so much with my stepmom. I guess I've like never tried to be like, hey, Lucille, are you, like, how are you doing?
And I'm so glad that you opened that door and that I did not have to broach that subject because, well...
Ding, ding.
You came here to be my coworker, but you got so much more. It's like I have a double-decker taco and the inside is the taco, but the outside, oh, what's in store? It's like if I can show you with a to get through to their center. Then maybe you can try it with your stepmom later. I don't know, you could try to get to her. It's just something I'm trying.
It's something I'm trying.
Ooh, emotional connection is something I'm trying.
It's something. Girl, I just want to say, like, before I met you, I always felt so solo. But basically, you were like a hot bean burrito.
And I knew when I met you, Hannah, that we were about to be friends fast. And I knew that I could trust you with these kind of adventures, like we try out different types of Baja Blast. Ooh, it's something I'm trying.
It's something I'm trying.
And I knew you could handle it from when I used to meet you. That any layer I'd give you, that you could eat.
Oh,
I don't. Oh,
look. Sorry, just me, a ghost in the back. I hope I don't interrupt those two Hannahs out front.
I feel a chill.
They don't have food here, but they do have the ghosts of foods that were recently axed off of the Taco Bell menu. And there's a ghost of the Mexican pizza right here.
Oh my gosh, yes. They recently trimmed back their menu to make it more efficient, but and just create sort of a scarcity vibe around their items that only come out certain times of year.
I hate it. It makes me mad.
Me too. Why do you have cheesy potatoes but not a Mexican pizza? I don't get it.
I think they got rid of all the potato things now, didn't they?
Gosh, who could remember? But also, I feel like it was something about fewer steps for the workers to have to assemble different ingredients.
That I'm okay with.
But, yeah, I mean, I'll really miss everything they cut. Like, I wish it was always here. The naked chalupa.
Sure.
The one where shell is a chicken tender.
And I miss a thing from a dream. The limited edition Crunchwrap Supreme that came in the summertime and had a corn guac sauce. Only available for a limited time, but it was the best.
And I regret coming at all.
Oh, yeah?
This is a bit too much for me.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's a lot.
So I'm going to leave and go back to my zoo.
Bye, Patrick. I'm glad you're here.
We bought a zoo.
Didn't have an emotional connection with him. That's okay.
Yeah,
I really thought it was going to be cool. I thought, like, we got each other, but hey, that's life.
I think maybe fourth meal was too much too fast for that fourth wheel. Fourth wheel couldn't handle fourth meal.
I mean, to be fair, he said that he hadn't eaten any meals, so we were skipping meals 1, 2, and 3 for him.
He
wasn't ready.
Should we tell these two handlers that there is a pretty dangerous gas leak in the back and that they are in imminent danger of becoming ghosts very quickly if they don't do something about it?
Oh my gosh, yes, we must. But how to tell them?
But how to tell them, the alive people, that there is a gas leak in the back of this Taco Bell?
Hannah, can I tell you something I'm trying right now?
Please?
It's this thing where I'm trying to be brave, even though I feel sort of an undead chill that's taking over my whole body. That's just something I'm trying right now.
And as you know, I am not very well connected to how I'm feeling, but I am feeling the exact same thing.
Ding, ding. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hannah, you go. You take this one, Hannah. Practice. Pretend he's Lucille.
Listen, I get it. I'm hard to look at because I'm so goth and I'm wearing so much black. And you think, I don't even want to check this guy's talking about order.
Okay, skirt, stop.
Okay.
Because when I looked at you, you came in and I immediately was like, whoa, 10 out of 10 would look
like,
again.
Ew, is what you probably said. Wait, what?
I'm sorry, but this might be wild. I'm attracted to you.
But I'm attracted to you, and that doesn't work that way for me in my life.
What do you mean? Tell me, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Hannah, is that right?
Hey, Hannah, can I talk to you over here by the cinnamon twist really quick?
Yeah, hold please.
Okay, forever. This is huge. We have been scoping skirt for so long for you. I mean, he's the only boy in our class with a jawline like the boys we like on Instagram and TikTok. And the fact that he doesn't even know that that jawline that can cut through our hearts is like something he can absolutely lead with. I'm just like, he doesn't even know what he's got. But I do want to say, girl, that at this point, it should stop being a role play for your stepmom, Lucille, if it ever was. Okay, I just wanted to have that be super, super clear. Just because I want you to now fully explore what this moment is, and we'll talk about your stepmom later.
And I appreciate that, Hannah, because sometimes I like really struggle with being in the present. So like, thank you. That is a gift.
You know what? That's why they call it the present. Go get him.
Okay, thank you. So you're still hot.
Okay. I am doing nothing but thinking about what that conversation was about. So I just need a sort of verbal affirmation from
Skirt,
you.
Skirt, it was just about the cinnamon twist. Skirt, it was about the cinnamon twist. It was a legit work issue.
Okay. I'm just feeling a little lightheaded and I'm not exactly sure what it is, I think it's you.
Oh my God.
It's like, Hannah, I see you and I think. There's no way. There's just no way that a girl like that, you know what I mean? A guy like me, a girl like that, and this, and
just like, stop, stop,
stop.
I'm feeling a little precautious, and I'm feeling a lot of bit nauseous. Feeling lightheaded. I'm feeling what it's like to be wedded. No pressure, no pressure.
No. Something about you's got me feeling weird in my brain. Something about you's made me feel just a little insane. Something about you makes the air smell so sweet, but also kinda like feet. Do you smell the smell of feet?
Oh, guys, I'm feeling like I don't know what we should do.
Hannah, sorry I gotta stop you. I don't feel that way about you.
Oh, sorry, no, I was, you're right. I was just getting lightheaded. I'm gonna go back to these cinnamon twists. Hey, ghost, I don't know what we should do. How can we help these teens when they're feeling something new? I wanna save them from dying, but in so while we're trying, not undo the falling in love that we're seeing now.
How do we stop this killing? How do we stop this killing when they're just feeling brand new?
How do we stop this killing? How do we stop this killing when they're feeling something new?
Hold on. It seems like that Hannah listens to other Hannah with her ears open wide. We just gotta get Hannah to get other Hannah and the other kid outside.
How are you saying we should? I mean, none of us have ever done it, Patrick.
I know, we're scared.
We've never possessed anybody before. Is that what you're saying?
We either possess them or pull the fire alarm. Can we pull the fire alarm? I've never tried to pull a fire alarm with corporeal arms.
Yeah, I was gonna pitch the same thing, but I wasn't clear on the rules, so I didn't know if we could just solve it by opening that window.
What if we possessed Hannah and then we make Hannah pull the fire alarm? Or even just suggest spiritually that Hannah pulls the fire alarm.
That might be the best way to save these teens from home. Pull the fire alarm.
Hannah, 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 pull the fire alarm.
Pull the fire alarm.
Suddenly I have no doubt.
Where are you going?
That there's just one little job that I should do with my hand and arm. I think I should try. Pulling the fire. This fire alarm is cute. Does it mean the fire department's...
I don't know about you guys, but I love this. I feel like I could stay here and listen to this fire alarm forever.
I'm still in love and my brain feels better now.
Oh, phew.
There's a gas leak in there for sure.
Hannah.
Yeah?
Is the gas leaving your system too, and do you still like Skirt?
I do, but
cool.
I'm scared to go back over to him because maybe he doesn't feel the same way. I know he literally just said so, but how can I be sure?
It's so hard to be sure of anything ever in this world, Hannah.
Well, we'll never know how this ends, but I feel like our job here is done.
Wait, Patrick, you don't want to stay and watch these teens? I mean, this is like when adults get really into Riverdale.
Okay, I'm sold.
I mean, honestly, Patrick, what else are we going to do?
No, I'm sold. You said Riverdale and I'm on board.
Cool.
I feel like we're getting soul points by helping these teens not die.
I haven't checked my soul points registry lately.
Oh, did you forget your password?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was one of those things like a credit report where like running the thing actually brings it down a little bit. So I've actually never looked at my soul points. Is that how it works?
No, good for you. Good for you. Protect those points and don't ever help somebody with a loan.
Okay, yeah.
Those points are for you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Margo.
Honestly, Skirt, I don't know if it's the noxious gases or my overwhelming feelings for you, but I'm going to be brave and tell you that I still do indeed have feelings for you.
Okay. That makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
I'm not used to feeling good. I'm only used to feeling darkness. So, would you...
What?
Sorry, I was getting there.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'll start over. You like to go out on...
Yeah?
A casual...
Hannah, I'm here to take you home.
Oh, no.
Hannah, your ride, your stepmom Lucille is here.
Lucille, I'm doing something.
Hannah, this is the time that I pick you up and take you home. Is there? Come to the window. I'm going to roll it down.
Don't go to her window.
Is there something you want to tell me?
Well, one, please get a newer car. Secondly, why do you... You know what? No. How are you?
Huh? What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you asking for real?
Yeah.
Or am I in a TikTok prank? Is that this deal? You have to tell me.
It's not a prank.
Oh, well... I was really stressed earlier today because my friend from high school hadn't returned my calls, and I thought, did I do something last time we met up by the bay, which was 6 months ago? We don't check in, so I don't know. So I was running around in my head thinking about all the things I said, but then she called me back. And I thought back, and I thought that, how wild, why did I assume the first. Why did I assume that I had been cursed? Why didn't I stop to think she probably just had something else going on and nothing might be wrong?
I feel that way too. Why did I assume that I'm the kind of person who could never be with you? It turns out it's not true, the things that we could do. And now it's coming through.
And why did I assume that I couldn't be with you or connect with you, Lucille? And why don't we give ourselves that grace, make a pleasant space to be you?
Hannah, I'm gonna take a couple loops around the block.
Take a couple loops. Would you like to go on a casual date?
Hannah,
with
real
me?
Quick. I'm gonna run an errand, actually, so it might be a couple minutes, but you can text me when you're through.
Yeah.
Why did I assume? We could go to the zoo, that abandoned zoo. I will lead you through.
I would love that. I hope this is okay to say, but I would love to invite Hannah too.
Oh my gosh, Hannah, that is so sweet. And I would love to go if it's like a group hang, but I feel like three wheels are more for like men in their 50s who aren't getting it. But if there is a mo where three wheels makes most sense, or like maybe I'll maybe
don't
I'm gonna
call it a third wheel.
Oh, skirt.
Call it another friend along for the ride.
That's really sweet.
To be honest, if it makes you more comfortable there, that'd be a crazy thing for me to deny.
Yeah, you know what? We'll
Can
feel it
I
out.
Ask my friend to come as well. His name is Pond. His name's not actually Pond. That's just the name that he goes by. He's socially awkward, but I think this would be really good for him.
Let's have a group hang and then we'll just see where it goes. And if there's like a time where we're peeling off, amazing. And if not, and like Hannah, we'll just do that thing that you'll just like pull me aside and
honestly,
we'll say like,
for the, sure. The for zoo sure. can be like mega spooks. So the more people probably will make everyone a little comfortable.
I agree. Okay. Hannah, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes, Hannah.
Oh no.
I am dying right now because isn't Pond the guy that
okay,
you were...
like stop it. I was.
I'm just
it.
Saying.
So cool.
I'm
no,
just saying.
I was treating him like he's a famous person at a party. I was treating him like a ghost because like Pond quick. Is legit the only other guy with a jawline
quick
in our grade.
Quick ghost recap, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
You were 100% correct. I cannot take my eyes off the guy that he wants to bring is the same guy that she. I'm riveted. Sorry, that's all I wanted to say.
No, Patrick.
Riveted.
I mean, I'm so glad you're on board because like sometimes when you invite a new watcher into a situation like this, you're like, are they gonna hate watch or
no,
are they gonna
fuck
get it?
It Riverdale, y'all get on board. Chugga-chew, the train is left.
Chugga-chugga-chew. Yeah, Hannah, I'm just gonna play it really cool and we'll just like see where it goes, but
play
like
it extremely cool.
Hey, and also freaking great job with Lucille. I feel like that was a great moment from
thank
what I could tell
so
I was
much.
Kind of far away and
well because you know I was about to snap when she circled back around and told me about the errand. I was just like be cool.
I know she was like it's gonna be like two steps forward, one step back with her. I can tell
that's
but like
it.
That's still progress and
incremental change. Mm-hmm.
And we're excited about it.
No doubt.
Can I show you something?
It's a little
okay, well I guess it's just gonna be back soon. So
wait.
maybe, how's tomorrow for you? How about midday? Or we could do it under the moon day.
The moon day sun?
Yeah.
Well,
because the moon's coming out super early tomorrow, like 3 o'clock. So how's 3 o'clock at the abandoned zoo?
That's good for me.
Is that
good? Do you know if it's good for Pond? Like, not like he's the, like, linchpin of this whole thing, but, like, do you know if it's good for Pond?
Let me text him. He usually gets back right away. Yeah, it's good for Pond.
Oh, that's nice. I like people that do that.
Me too.
Oh, he already said.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, good.
I texted while I was talking, and then he texted back as I was talking that I was texting.
Okay.
Hey, Hannah, I'm back from my errand. I'm sorry. I ran out of ways to kill the time.
That's okay.
I guess I could have just... We should have had a different plan where you texted me. I'm sorry.
No, Mrs. Lucille, it's okay. I have said what I need to say.
Okay, and good. Because I went through the bank and I took my three items to the pawn shop. So I was sort of out of things to do.
Oh, you already resold your gold?
Yeah, well, that was last week. Yeah, this time I was taking in, well, just some...
I wonder
some
what those three items are that lady took to the pawn shop. I'm so curious. I'm really torn, because on the one hand, I want to go follow these kids and see what they're doing, but that's tomorrow. I bet we could swing by the pawn shop and see what that is, and then let's do that. Come on.
Okay, and time to restock the things that I got
today.
In the pawn shop. Oh, it's a steel string guitar.
Fucking knew it.
And a figurine of a sitar.
That's wild.
And oh, I wanted these on a whim. Circa 2001 pair of Tims.
Wow.
Oh, I'll put them back on the shelf. Oh, sometimes I wish I could buy them myself, but don't get high on your own supply, and it's wrong to buy your pawns.
She's right. She's right.
Chances.
You shouldn't get high on your own supply and buy things from your own pawn shop.
And that's just sound
that's
business.
That's a wild business model. Guys, I had a thought as I was seeing this steel string guitar.
Yeah.
And this pair of Timberlands. And to a lesser extent, the small, I guess, figurine of
it
a
counts.
Cigar.
It counts.
I mean, I understand it. It's great. Never mind. Here's what I was thinking. If I pick up that guitar, my journey's over. And I want to see how this kid's journeys end. Like, I'm ready to go into the great beyond, but I want to... There are so many more things I want to experience... So many more episodes of Riverdale Earth, as it were, that I would like to watch. And so, like...
Patrick, are you having the crushing realization that there's just honestly too much content?
Who has the hours to go through all of it?
Well, for me, honestly, it is too much, I think.
No, I agree. But, like, here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Instead of us taking these things that we wanted so badly in life, what if we can give them to someone else? So they don't go through life regretting them.
Wow.
I mean, that's really cute, Patrick.
Patrick, you've grown. I just have to say that. Can I mirror that back to you?
Thank you. Like, physically? Because I can be all sorts of shapes.
Oh, you can?
I can be a little teacup, and now I can be a big old... I mean, we're ghosts. We stretchy.
Well, time to lock up the grate. Oh, if only my corporeal form wanted to do anything different. But once again, it's a sedentary life for Edith.
Why don't you don't lock up that grate? How about you leave the grate and wait?
Leave the grate and wait.
Why don't you unlock that grate?
Unlock that grate and wait for what?
Why don't you wait for someone to come pick up the last three things you just got outside?
Huh.
They were probably for a pickup order.
Open that grate.
Open that grate,
you know,
don't they?
I bet these items won't even sell. I mean, a steel string guitar? Who has the finger pad strength for this? Yeah. And Tim's? I mean, if you don't already have them, you're never going to be cool. So
I can't imagine this last one's going to be a problem.
Oh, but this one.
Oh, I spoke too soon.
It reminds me of a certain time and a certain place and a favorite album when they had hair on their face.
Okay, eggs on my face. You're right.
Oh, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band.
It's like a thing. It's like specifically the same thing.
It's my album I take on a desert island.
solid choice.
But I'll never learn to play. No, I'm no Ravi Shankar. But maybe I instead can hold on to this figurine of a sitar. Figurine of a sitar.
Leave the sitar in the grate. It seems like it means more to you than I imagine it would mean to those children.
Yeah, and honestly, this is great for me because yeah. I'm really invested in Edith now.
So open the gate.
Open the gate.
Open the gate.
Open the gate.
Just wait for those teens to come back.
I mean, boy, I'm glad that I now have a way that I can check back in with Edith whenever it feels right for me.
Yeah.
I am confused about, they said three. Yeah, okay, they went back and forth. So we'll just wait till three, and we'll just wait till
Man,
three.
Man, time really does fly.
Wait till three.
And we'll just wait till three. And
we'll just wait till three. And we'll just
wait till three. Oh my God, that cute fire alarm is here. Oh, we should get back in the Hyundai and go to the zoo. We can't stand by this time.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Hyundai.
Wait. How do we get them these things, though?
Oh, shoot. Corporal form. I guess. Let's use Edith. I bet she's probably fun to possess. I'll do it.
She okay, and I do it. You do it.
She and I are connected. Huh. Oh. Huh? Mow. Oh, boy. What did I have? You know what? This is that feeling I get when I wait too long to have my breakfast, okay? Oh, boy, I'm throwing these boots up in the air. Oh, I'm throwing this guitar. Oh, I'm just sort of skipping them down the road. Oh, whoa, I'm just
That's
flinging my arms.
Strong. She's got them like all the way over. She's like halfway done.
Holy cow.
Okay, and just a couple more and yup. And, this has been a banner day for Edith.
Yeah, she says she doesn't have the finger strength to play a sitar. I would say, don't talk about my friend that way. I think she's wrong.
Patrick, Margo, it was great in there, I gotta tell you.
Seems great.
That is the most joyful possessing I have ever seen you do.
She was skipping.
Yeah, she and I, like I said, she and I are kindred spirits. So when a kindred spirit's in a kindred spirit, I mean, I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh, Hannah.
Yeah.
There they are. And I'm going to do this thing that I'm trying where I don't try too hard. Okay. Okay. And I'm just going to say,
Exactly. I didn't wear any makeup. I was like, I'm going to be me. I'm just going to.
Hannah, you be serious right now. You did not even shape your brows.
Nope. No way.
Girl, I'm.
They look like two straight caterpillars.
I'm fully. No, you are like fully giving me Lily Collins. You are my Emily in Perry right now.
No.
And I am like dying. Wait a second. Are you telling me you don't even have a light gloss on?
I don't have any liner on. So that's just like chaos. But you look fabulous.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to tell you that.
We just like look like two dewdrops.
Pond, bud, I know you're nervous.
Dude, I'm not.
Yes. The language is the problem, and I just worry.
Oh, I'm not nervous. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Podrick. Oh, they're not talking to me. I'm a ghost.
Oh, Podrick.
Pond?
Yes.
Listen. These girls, they're great. And you, you're great. I just think more great people should meet more great people, because the world is a dark place covered in shadows.
Yeah.
And we need to find the beams of light that we can and hold fast to them, for they are fleeting, and in the end, dust we all become.
You are seriously like a poet. I'm serious. Everything that comes out of your mouth is always so, like, musical and gorgeous, and I'm so glad that you take a chance on me, because everybody else is like, oh, no, Bond is gross, and you are like...
What? You're cool, and you have the coolest food.
Oh, thank you. Everybody's like another onion sandwich, and just to, like, know that you... think that's cool is like really
if I could
cool.
get my mom to make an onion wait hold on did you make that onion sandwich?
Yes, of course.
You're giving me full Gordon Ramsay home chef.
I could never. No,
Oh my gosh, you guys. Hi.
Hi. You guys know Pawn.
Oh, I think so. I think maybe we had four classes together for the last 3 years.
Hi, Hannah. That's right. That was dumb of me to say. We all know each other. So this is the abandoned zoo, and I like it because, I don't know, it just feels like the animals are all free now, you know?
Which is crazy because in my country, the animals do roam free in the zoo. So this is like, I feel like I am transported back home.
What do you mean? You mean the animals are in the zoo, but they are not in enclosures?
Right. There's just one big fence.
Oh,
and you go in there with them.
Oh, yeah.
Pond, that's so
freaking cool.
That's so hard rock.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
That's so metal.
That's really...
Oh, my gosh. Look at this.
This is like... the best
don't mind
ending.
If I do just yeah, jump just... on this little bad boy a little bit.
Oh my gosh, Patrick.
Oh yeah,
Skirt's picking up your guitar.
Looks like he already knows how to play too.
Oh my gosh. And Margo, Hannah's slipping on your Tims.
What? Look at her go, she's dancing.
Wait, now she's taking off one of the Tims and giving it to her friend. They're both wearing one
Tim. Oh my
Tim.
Gosh, they have one Tom and one Tim. This is cute.
What is Patrick adorable. Wait, hold on. Now Patrick is not Pond is now strumming the guitar.
Well, freaking Skirt does the...
Well, Skirt is doing the chords?
The frets?
This is a memory that these kids... This is going to last a lifetime.
Oh.
Patrick, look at you on the sitar figurine. I don't even know how you're getting that to play.
Well, when you're alive as long as I have, you're going to come across skills and ships and... sitars and figurines and shows you like and shows you know and shows you forget. But the thing to remember is, it's too much content! It's too much content! It's too much content to sort through, so just find what works for you and enjoy.
I could travel the world on this ghost road trip with my friends and find a bunch of teens over and over and over and over again. But the fact is that we found these teens and I'm loving what they're laying down. I don't need to go watch every other bit of teen to see what teens are around. There's too much
content.
There's too much content. Too much content.
Way too much.
Always like every story's been told, so they just keep telling them again and invent. But find what works for you, because going through that content, it's too much content.
I just want you all three to know, since you're younger ghosts than I, that just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the story that's been told. And never, never.
Just never, never, never
get lost in the scroll. That's bad for your
Pixar, the end!
That was Soul Trip, the musical.
Oh my gosh, give it up for the one and only Mary Stone. Oh. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett on the fret.
Jeez.
My gosh, what a time to be alive and follow those people who weren't alive, but yet were alive, you know?
And if you think about it, it's like energy never dies. And so...
never created or destroyed. Around us all the time.
Energy never dies.
My favorite James Bond movie.
Thank you. I was like, what does that sound like?
That was the theme song, too.
Mary.
Tell the people where they can find you.
Well, they can't find me on the internet because I'm off of social media.
You know what? She's not getting lost in that scroll, and it's good for your soul. God bless. That's amazing.
But you can check out all three seasons of AP Bio on Peacock. And get ready for our fourth season.
Fourth meal, more like fourth season.
Fourth meal. Peacock's free, y'all. Sign up. What are you? Just do it. Just get into it. Get over
Peacock's
there.
Peacock's great.
It's truly wonderful. New Year's coming up, y'all. Happy New Year. Some exciting changes for Off Book in the year. We hope that you will go on that adventure with us. We are
some
so
might say that soul trip. Some might. I don't know. I wouldn't.
I would, weirdly. We'll have more info for that. And thank you so much for all the support you've given us over this.
And for those of you who watched the last live stream of Epic, Every Place I Cry at Dynasty Typewriter, yeah, I get it. Yes, I get it. My head was on tiny figurines. You're right. You know, there was a tiny squirrel figurine. And for the 60 of you who this is relevant for, I'm coming right to you to say, yes, I had figurines on the brain. And thank you for seeing that and knowing it and saying, like, what's Jess's deal with figurines right now? That's all.
Yeah.
Just wanted to really own that.
No, I think having an honest dialogue.
I've been naming women Nance lately, and I gotta get
my name brain is fully whack right now. That's my New Year's resolution.
Yeah, we should like go through some baby books and just like cultivate our name game. Okay, well, this is shop talk that you don't need, but maybe you like. We're so happy you're here. Please be safe and have a happy and healthy New Year, and we love you so much. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're coming in on a ghost wheel,
you better make the most wheel.
Didn't rhyme, just
what
said
did you
wheel.
Say?
I said ghost wheel.
And I said most wheel.
And you said most wheel.
Okay, I'm going to try again.
If you're coming in on a ghost wheel,
you better have the most meal.
Yeah, bye.